好，我们已经讲了四次基督徒的喜乐。
We have spoken four times on the joy of Christian.
我不是讲怎么笑，为什么笑那种喜乐。
I'm not talking about how you should just laugh or smile.
我们是讲为什么基督徒的快乐跟外邦人的快乐是不一样。
But we want to talk about how the Christian is joyous in a way that is different from the non-believer.
在没有什么理由喜乐的时候，为什么基督徒还可以喜乐？
Why would a Christian be joyous when there seemingly is no reason for it?
我们在苦难的中间才能过一个喜乐的生活。
How can we be joyful in the midst of suffering?
我们在受逼迫的时候怎样过一个喜乐的生活？
How can we still be joyful in the midst of persecution?
有关于喜乐的事情我们还可以几次的讲。
We actually can speak a few more sessions on joy.
我决定不再讲这个题目了。
But I've decided to end that.
这个要讲第三个题目。
We want to move to the third theme.
基督徒发脾气。
The anger of a Christian.
基督徒生气。
When a Christian gets angry.
这到底是一件怎么回事呢？
How do we view this matter?
基督徒可以发怒吗？
Can a Christian be angry?
怒气是不是犯罪呢？
Is anger sin?
这是今天我们要讲的题目。
This is the theme for today.
我先要把一节很奇怪的圣经念出来。
I want to show you a very curious Bible verses.
那你们感到奇妙或者感到奇怪，我就不知道了。
I don't know whether you think that it's a marvelous verse or a strange verse.
这节圣经在圣经只记载一次。
But it appeared only once in the Bible.
中文的翻译是很特别的。
The Chinese translation is a little bit unique.
这些翻译成怒气。
Because the translation is anger.
在别的语文的翻译。
In other languages.
有的翻译成热心。
Sometimes it's fervency.
有的翻译成这个感情的这个感的这个感情很激烈的这个这个这个这个表现。
Sometimes it is emotional.
但是中文直接翻译成怒气。
But the Chinese translation had it as anger.
这一节圣经在哪里呢？
Where is this verse?
在诗篇第七十六章第十节。
The 76th Psalm, verse 10.
放到了我们大家一同开声来读一次。我先念一遍，以后你们念一遍。诗篇七十六篇第十节。
Psalm 76, verse 10.
我不知道你们有谁曾经注意过这一节圣经。或者你曾经念过这一节的圣经，我们现在先念一次。人的愤怒要成全你的勇敢，人的愚怒你要禁止。大家念一二三。人的愤怒要成全你的勇敢，人的愚怒你要禁止。有谁注意过或者念过或者听过解这一节圣经，请举手。
Those who have heard this verse being explained, raise your hand.
有一个人，
One.
还有呢？
Anyone else?
还有没有？有哪一个人？两个人？ Who? 还有呢？有人听过牧师讲这一节圣经的，请举手。
Those who have heard the pastor that preach on this verse, please raise your hand.
没有啊？
None.
那有没有人读经的时候注意到这一节的，请举手。你自己都注意到。
Those who have taken note of this, raise your hand.
那你莫名其妙怎么有这样的一节圣经？
Do you feel strange
有没有人读这件事情莫名其妙去 看注释，去看圣经的解释的，请举手。
Those who read commentaries on this verse, raise your hand.
你看一共加起来不到五个人。
Only less than five.
所以这件事情你读了可能第一次受吸引，注意到怎么有这样的话出来。
Maybe you are curious why the verse has it in this way.
人的愤怒成全上帝的勇敢。
Surely the wrath of man brings you praise.
人的愚怒上帝自己要禁止他。
And with the remainder of wrath, you arm yourself.
这段圣经告诉我们，
So this verse tells us,
有一些怒气是在分内的。
There are some wrath that are within us.
有一些怒气是在分外的。
Or there are some wrath that is not supposed to be there.
Within the limit.
Within the limit and out of the limit.
Beyond the bondage. 请问你英文用什么？
不大一样。 Surely the wrath of man brings you praise, and with the remainder of wrath, you arm yourself.
用 wrath,
在
这里他的这本英文是人的怒气要把颂赞归给你。
So it is the wrath of man will bring praise to God.
那么人的愚怒怎么样？
And the remainder of wrath, you arm yourself.
你要把它限制。
Yes.
要把它禁止。
You restrain yourself.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢赞美你。你的话充满奥秘，超过理性，使我们有限受造玷污的思想不能容易明白。但是我们感谢你，你不因为我们的软弱、我们的愚昧、我们的无知，就限制你自己的话语， 以至于我们从来不能知道你的旨意。相反的，你愿意我们明白，所以你记载下来那些超乎理性、与我们的观念相悖、我们不易明白的事情，好叫我们可以在圣灵引导之下、你的光照之中，可以照着你、顺服你、进入你的奥秘。求主听我们的祷告，赐福你的仆人，给他当讲的话语，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们
阿们。
我们已经讲过了基督徒在怎样的状况之下过一个喜乐的生活。
We've already talked about how a Christian can be joyous in all circumstances.
喜怒哀乐都是感情的表现。
We have all sorts of emotional expression from joy to anger.
神不但创造人成了有感情的活物，
The Lord has created us as beings with emotions.
神也创造人成了比所有的动物有更深更大的感情作用的活物。
And we are beings with an emotional content that is larger than all other living beings.
我相信在这一方面，人也是按照上帝的形象样式造。
I do believe that even in this aspect, we were made in the image of God.
所以我们的神是一位会生气、会发怒、有喜乐、有悲哀、有痛苦的上帝。
Our God is a God that can have expressions of anger, of joy, of suffering, of pain. 这些
圣经里面都清楚记载下来。
These are clearly written in Scripture.
因为我们是按照上帝的形象样式造。
Because we were created in the image of God.
我们的感情应当圣化，如同我们的神在圣洁的状况中一样。
Our emotions should be as holy as the holy God.
喜乐有圣洁的喜乐。
There is holy joy.
忧伤有圣洁的忧伤。
And holy grief.
我们不能把忧伤当作就是外邦人才有的。
We cannot just simply declare that only the pagans grieve.
我们不能把喜乐当作犯罪的人在娱乐中间才可以得到。
Or classify joy as something that comes only from the sinners.
我们不能把怒气当作违背上帝的旨意，使感情失去节制，失去节制，没有办法控制产生的错误的行为。
And we should not just consider anger as the mistakes that come when we cannot control emotion.
人在怒气中间的时候，
when we are in the midst of our wrath,
如果他是照着真理的要求去发怒，
if he gets angry based on the requirement of the truth,
他会成就许许多多伟大的事情。
He can accomplish great tasks.
有人因为怒，一怒之下，他就奋斗到。
Some people strive to the end just because they were angry.
有的人因为生气的缘故，他就立下心志。
Some people become very determined because of anger.
从今不再懒惰。
That they will not become lazy.
有的人因为生气的缘故，他就奋发图强。
Because people get angry, sometimes they work really hard.
动脑筋，从头整顿一些退上。
And they will try to find their, to use their brain to find a breakthrough of their circumstances.
怒气不一定是不好。
Therefore, we cannot just declare that anger is bad.
有一种虚假的树林观。
There is a false spirituality.
他们每一次看人发脾气，就是被魔鬼留地步。
We always in this, we always say that when a person is angry, that Satan is making use of him.
看见一个人生气，就说你看像魔鬼不像主。
When a person gets angry, we say, well, he's like Satan.
这种观念从哪里来的？
Where did this concept come from?
从对圣经错误的了解来的。
It came from a wrong understanding of the Bible.
我小的时候，我发现基督教主日学的照图片里面，画耶稣都画成不男不女的样子。
When I was young, I realized that they draw Jesus in an androgynous way.
所以我就自己问自己，耶稣这为什么要画成这个样子？
I always ask myself, why did they illustrate Jesus Christ in this manner?
如果你说他是男的，你圣经说他是男的，但是呢，他的样子画成像女人的样子。
Although we all know that Jesus Christ is a man, people draw him as if he's very feminine.
你说耶稣基督可能是女的，为什么有两撇胡子在那里？
If Jesus is a female, why does he have mustache?
所以呢，我认为呢，这个画耶稣的人是故意把一种温柔的感性、温柔的这个感情呢，把它画在耶稣的面上。
I think that the artist wanted to show the gentleness of Jesus Christ.
有一天我在美国，在这个艺术的店里面看到一本书，叫做《The Faces of Christ》。
I was once in a shop that I saw a book entitled The Faces of Christ.
我很有兴趣，我就把它买下来了。
And I bought the book.
我们都知道，没有一个人亲自看过耶稣的面相。
We all know that not a single person has seen the actual face of Jesus Christ as an artist.
我是指画图画的艺术家。
I'm referring to an artist who has seen Jesus.
根据什么画耶稣呢？
So how would they know what Christ looked like?
是完全没有亲身的经验。
They did not have first-person experience.
但是这些图画家画的时候，一定有些基本的艺术的哲学。
But there must be some artistic principles behind it.
他们个人对圣经研究的心得产生出来的神学观念。
And it must come from some theological understanding from the understanding of the word.
所以许多图画家把他们想象中间耶稣应当用这种形象出现的这种概念把它画出来。
And many artists would draw a Jesus Christ based on their emotion and understanding of the word.
虽然你看一张画的时候，你几乎不知道到底根据什么他画那个形象。
Although when you look at a painting, it is impossible to know what it is based on.
但是很奇怪的，差不多可以猜出来，这个是耶稣。
But you can all tell that this central figure is Jesus Christ.
那个画的人根据什么猜出耶稣是这个？
So how did the artist guess the look of Christ?
我们看图画的人又根据什么猜出这个是耶稣？
And when we look at the painting, how will we know that this particular person is Christ?
这其中一定有很微妙的关系在。
There must be subtle relationships there.
原来许多的图画家画耶稣的时候，
many painters when they paint Jesus,
他们都要跪下祷告。
They will usually kneel and pray first.
他们用敬畏上帝的心。
With a heart of awe and fear.
用真正拥有主的这种动机。
With a motive that wants to glorify God.
才拿起笔来开始画。
They will have all these before they start to paint.
在我读过的有关这一类的书里面。
When I read books that talk about these matters.
曾经提过一件事情。
There was an incident.
就是图画家试看画出一个有慈爱，加上有公义，有圣洁，加有谦卑，这四个本性柔和在一个面孔上的耶稣。
They wanted to draw a Jesus Christ that was just, that was gentle, loving, and beautiful at the same time.
所以你意之间怎么样显出他是圣洁的？
They want to see, show his holiness.
怎么样表现他是公义的？
How just he is.
表示他是慈爱的。
How loving he is.
又表示他是谦卑的。
And how humble he was.
那么这几样的东西揉在一起是很不容易画出来的。
It is difficult to mix all four essence together.
圣洁跟公义这两方面。
Just talking about holiness and justice.
你其实要表现他的神性的威严。
You wanted actually to show his might as the Almighty.
慈爱跟谦卑。
And when you want to link love with humility.
这表示他的人性中间近乎人情，容易与人相通相交的那一种个性。
You want to show his character that is based on his humanity.
所以耶稣基督是神的代表。
Jesus Christ is a representation of God.
耶稣基督又是人的朋友。
And also the friend of men.
而且是罪人同税吏的朋友。
And he is the friend of the sinners and tax collectors.
所以这些图画家画耶稣的形象的时候，
When painters try to paint Jesus Christ,
他们用尽心思，
they must use all their might.
要把这种人性中间最尊贵又最慈爱的这个形象，用他们的笔在帆布上把它画出来。
To paint on the canvas this idea of the loving and honorable Jesus Christ.
当你注意看米开朗基罗的图画的时候，
When you take note of the painting of Michelangelo,
特别是他耶稣最后的审判那一幅，
especially the last judgment for Christ,
他的面孔是铁面无私的。
Jesus Christ was portrayed as a stern judge,
非常威严冷酷，没有妥协的。
He would not compromise.
但是因为他自己的创作力很高，
But because Michelangelo is very creative,
所以他不愿意把慈禧福祉画在耶稣的面上。
He did not paint a beard on Jesus Christ.
他画最后审判的时候，耶稣正像一个30多岁的年轻人，是不留胡子的，很年轻，很雄壮，体力跟筋肉过人的这个肥壮来审判自己。
In his last judgment, Jesus Christ was portrayed as a young man, muscular and young and powerful.
他的头歪一点，看着整个世界。
He inclined his head and looked upon the world.
一个手呢，伸出来，差不多有一个整个的这个右手的手掌，要审判整个世界的力量都表现出来。
And there was an expression of strength with one extended right hand.
所以这里呢，把他的怒气跟公义完全结合。 凭着他的圣洁审判人的权柄就表现出来。
And he expresses the wrath plus the righteousness of Christ and his role as judge.
当你看见 Hoffman 所画的耶稣的时候，
When you look at Jesus Christ as painted by Hoffman,
他总是在很慈祥中间，有人性中间最温柔的一面，却没有失去男子气概在里面。
He will show Jesus Christ as a very gentle and loving person, but still manly.
当你在注意看撒母耳的时候，
When you look at Solomon,
撒母耳画的耶稣头发不是这样铺开来，一定是拉到旁边才下来的。
It's Jesus Christ would have his head, the hair being tied backwards.
整个额头都可以看见。
That the entire forehead would be exposed.
眼睛炯炯有光，是超过所有的其他涂画家。
But he could express Christ with piercing eyes.
你在看 Rembrandt 的时候，
When you look at Rembrandt,
有一点好像跟人类不大一样的个性在其中。
You can see some character that is not human.
你看达芬奇画耶稣童年的时候，
or the child Jesus by Da Vinci,
又不一样的眼光出来。
Again, a different expression.
这些涂画家要表现的。
All these painters try to show
是很超然的一种艺术家主观的解释
an explanation that is subjective to the individual artist
把神的感情
to show the emotions of God
成为人的时候
when God became man
把最高的层次代表我们表现出来
and he wants to show God expressing himself as a representation of us in the highest status
真正神圣的感情
the truly holy emotions
都是神自己的感情
All came from God.
这样，当我们谈到喜乐的时候
，When we talk about joy, then
我们谈到耶稣困难中间最尊贵欢乐的时刻。
When we talk about the height of the joy of Jesus Christ,
当我们谈到忧愁的时候
，When we talk about His grief,
上帝看见人犯罪，终日所思想尽都是恶，他就心中痛苦，非常的忧愁。
The Bible says that God is saddened by the sins of the world.
照样，当我们看见怒气这件事情的时候
，And when we look at the matter of wrath，
我们要想到我们的神是怎样圣洁，作为他发怒的一个基础。
We want to remember how holy our God is, the basis for His wrath。
所以怒气的本身不是罪恶。
Wrath in itself is not sin。
怒气不是基督徒不可有的东西。
And wrath is not something that a Christian should not have。
如果我们先把怒气假设成就是一个罪恶的话。
If we first assume that anger is sin,
这样我们的上帝也是一个犯罪的上帝。
It means that our God has sinned.
因为上帝圣经多次述说他发怒。
The Bible says many times that God had wrath.
如果怒气也是一种罪恶的话，
If anger is a sin,
我们就把耶稣推到一个是一个犯罪的主的身上。
Again, Jesus Christ would be considered a sinner.
因为圣经记载我们的主有几次犯。
The Bible recorded several times where Jesus was angry.
耶稣用怒目望着那些法利赛人。
The Bible indeed tells us that Jesus Christ stared at the Pharisees in anger.
用怒气的眼光来看那些文士法利赛人。
In other words, he was looking at them with an angry expression.
这些人，人的眼光看是最确实、最熟悉、最明白上帝话语的人。
The world back then thought of the Pharisees as people who really understood the word of God.
他们一面研究律法，却一面违背上帝的旨意。
As they studied the law, they went against the word of God.
他们一面修习上帝的道，一面对人没有怜悯的心。
As they learned about the word of God, they had no compassion for men.
特别是他们知道弥赛亚要来，基督就是那来的弥赛亚。他完全不认识耶稣基督。
They did not recognize Jesus Christ as the coming Messiah.
所以这些研究神学却不明白真理，读圣经却反对上帝的人，耶稣用怒目瞪着他们。
Because these people studied theology and did not understand the truth, Jesus stared at them in anger.
基督这次的怒气是不是犯罪
？Did he sin?
不是的。
No, he did not.
他照着神的圣洁、公义。真理的要求而发怒
Based on the holy, righteous and truthful demand of God, he got angry.
怒气是人类社会中间最需要的一种感情。
This wrath is the most needed emotions in the world today.
如果一个做父亲的人从来对犯错的孩子没有怒气，
If a father never gets angry with a child that has done wrong,
这个孩子又从哪里受到最好的教育呢？
How will the child receive the best education?
一个做老师的人对不守规矩的学生从来没有怒气。
If a teacher is never angry with naughty children,
这个孩子要怎么知道 什么叫做循规蹈矩，什么叫做按真理而行呢？
How would the students know discipline and how would he follow the truth?
一个做丈夫的，做妻子的，看见他的丈夫妻子有婚爱情，他完全没有怒气。
If a husband or wife are not angry with the extramarital affair of the spouse,
这个家庭也怎么可能会过圣殿生活？
How can the family ever live a holy life?
这样说来，怒气本身不是罪恶。
Therefore, anger in itself is not sin.
而怒气背后的动机是什么？
What is the motive behind wrath?
怒气盼望达到的目的又是什么？
What is anger trying to accomplish?
这是很重要很重要的一件事情。
These are important questions.
怒气的功能是神赐给我们的。
The functionality of anger has been given to us by God.
一个人会生气是正常的。
It is then normal for us to be able to get angry.
从来不会生气的人是不是人是大可怀疑的。
A person that never gets angry may not be human.
完全没有生气的人是偶像，是木偶，不是人。
A person that doesn't have a trace of anger is probably just an idol or a puppet.
那我们既然有生气的功能，
Since we are able to get angry,
我们的神也曾经多次记载他生气。
And since we know that our God got angry many times,
我们应当怎样过一个正常的、生气的、合法的生活呢？
How can we live a life where our anger is normalized and legal?
从这方面看，我们的怒气需要圣化。
Therefore, we need to sanctify our anger.
圣洁的怒气
A holy anger
是最尊贵的感情
It's the most precious emotion.
圣洁的怒气
The holy anger
可以使人境界不敢随便犯罪
Is able to warn others against sin.
圣洁的怒气
A holy anger
可以使家庭不会受到那些罪恶的侵害以及性病的干扰
Is able to protect the family from sin and venereal diseases.
圣洁的怒气
A holy anger
可以使人受禁体不随便犯罪不随便中魔鬼的诡计
Can warn us against sin and falling into the trap of Satan.
所以怒气的圣化
The sanctification of anger then
无论教会无论社会无论家庭无论个人刻不容缓的一件事情
It's something that is urgently needed in the church, society, family, and the individual.
当我们生气的功能正常化，照着神的本性去发挥的时候
，When we are able to express this emotion based on God's requirement,
我们可以挽回许多正在走错路的那些车流。
We will be able to turn around from wrong strategies.
当我们怒气被圣灵感化成为圣洁的怒气的时候
，When our anger has been sanctified by the Holy Spirit,
我们有更多的力量去成全上帝托付我们还没有成全的事情。
We will receive more strength to finish the work that God has given to us.
所以大改革家马丁路德有一句话使我第一次看了吓了一跳，有一生受他影响。
The great reformer Martin Luther spoke of his word that astonished me.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
I never work better than when I am inspired by anger.
我只有被怒气所提醒的时候才能够做最好的工作。
当怒气启发我的时候，
When I am inspired by anger,
我就做了最好最好的工作。
Martin Luther said, I'm at my best work.
我从来没有做任何工作比那种时刻做得更好。
He said, I've done my best work when I'm inspired by anger.
圣怒激动我的时候，
When holy anger inspires me,
圣怒启示我的时候，
When it gives me new motivation,
圣怒来刺激我的时候，
When holy anger stimulates me,
我可以做出最好最好的工作。
I can accomplish the best work.
第一次看见那句话，应该是22岁的时候。
When I read that for the first time, I was probably 22.
我吓了一跳。
I was astonished.
因为我是容易生气的人。
I am a person that gets angry easily.
我每次生气完了就做错事情。
But when I get angry, I will do the wrong thing.
怎么可能有一个人生气了，也是做最好的事情？
How can a person do his best work when he's angry then?
他的怒气跟我的怒气一定不一样。
So his anger must have been different from mine.
他的怒气有一种特殊的价值。
There must be a special value to it.
给他勇敢。
That give him boldness.
给他正义。
That righteousness.
给他不怕困难。
That he may not be afraid of danger.
给他勤奋。
That he may strive.
我就跪下来说，主啊，我需要这种怒气。
So I knelt down and said, Oh Lord, I need such an anger.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
从这个角度再去看圣经的时候。
When we look at the Bible from this anger.
发现许多上帝最大的仆人在必要的时候都曾经发了很大的脾气。
You see, a lot of great servants of God get angry at the right time.
如果我们就这样照样学样，随便发大脾气，以为这个叫被神用，那不是很危险吗？
It would be dangerous for us to just have outbursts just because we think God is using us.
但是你把这个逻辑再推翻过来的时候，
But when you look at this from another angle,
你会发现呢，应当发怒的时候，愤怒也是犯罪。
You will find that when you are supposed to be angry and you're not angry, that's also sin.
不该怒而发怒是犯罪。
When you get angry when you're not supposed to, it is sin.
该怒而不敢怒也是犯罪。
But if you're not, if you dare not be angry when you should, it's also sin.
就不要在发怒自己的这件独立的事件上。
And so the problem is not just on anger in itself.
主啊，我什么时候应当生气？
Oh Lord, when should I get angry?
说我到底为什么生气？
Oh Lord, why should I get angry?
说我要怎样生气？
Oh Lord, how should I get angry?
说我生气的时候应当到什么地步？
Oh Lord, to what extent should I get angry?
我生气的时候为谁生气？
For whom am I getting angry?
我生气的时候做了些什么不应当做的，还没有做什么我应当做的？
What wrong things should I have I done and what things I should have done?
像感情的深化使一个人变得很大的很大的角度上的不同。
The sanctification of our emotions will turn us around.
为什么许多上帝重用的人都大发脾气呢？
Why are great servants of God angry?
我刚刚出来传道的时候，
When I first preach,
我看见人走动，我说不要动，坐好。
When I see people moving in a congregation, I will yell at them.
他们说这个传道人有鬼在身上。
They say that this preacher is possessed.
因为这个人没有忍耐，没有圣灵的果子。
He has no patience, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这么年轻，没有爱心，怎么会侍奉主？
He is so young and he doesn't have love.
但我知道那个时候是神感动为他这样讲。
But I know that the Lord has inspired me to say that.
因为很多教会里面那些不敬畏主的人，把聚会当作是他们随便玩耍的地方。
In church, many people who are not reverent use the church for their playground.
所以神是用我做这个工作。
And the Lord has used me to do this work.
过了十年、二十年，我比较有年龄以后。
After 10 to 20 years, when I got a bit older,
那些从前责备我的人，他们越来越老，后来死掉了。
Those who rebuked me are dead.
那些跟我同年龄的，与我一同长大，一同慢慢老起来。
And my peers grew old together with me.
所以他们开始认同我的工作是必要的。
They began to realize that my work is necessary.
当我过了二十年，有了四十多岁的年龄，讲话的那些二十岁就认为老人家生气，我们要听他。
When I'm in my 40s, the young people say, "Well, he's quite old, so we listen to him."
所以这样呢，就给我一个观念。
So I have a concept from here.
时间是认可，或者呢是可以认同你。是不是可以做这种工作一个重要的见证人？
Time is an important witness to affirm whether you should do this sort of thing.
有一些人讲的话是没有错的。
Some people preach the right things.
但因为他年纪太轻，不适合那种口气讲话。
Because they are too young, you shouldn't use that kind of words.
所以呢，人就不认同他。
And so people do not identify with them.
有一次我责备了人以后呢，
Once I rebuke someone,
我很难过。
I felt sad.
我那个时候才23岁。
I was only 23.
我就坐摩托车回家。
I went home with my motorbike.
半路的时候，冷风吹得很厉害。
In the midst of my riding, the cold air came.
里面难过得不得了。
I was so sad.
因为刚才有一些人乱来，所以我的聚会都是责备他们。
In the midst of the congregation, I rebuked them.
摩托车走到一半的时候。
In the midst of riding my motorcycle,
我需要做一个人生的决定。
I needed to make a decision.
我以后传道要不要这样申请？
Should I carry on in this angry manner?
这个对我来说是人生大事。
For me, it's a very important task.
对你来说，结婚才叫人生大事。
Do you only marriage is important?
对我来说，怎样侍奉主到最好的地步是我的人生大事。
For me, how to serve the Lord with my utmost best is most important.
所以有两个办法。
There are two methods.
从此有人家乱来，走来走去，讲话不规矩，静静的不管他。
Method one would be to ignore all the movement in the congregation.
人家就称赞，哎呀，你真有忍耐，真有涵养，真有爱心，真的。
And people will say that, wow, you are so loving, so patient.
第二种的办法。
The second way.
就是谨慎一点，但勇敢，应当讲的照讲。
To be cautious and to be bold in preaching the right thing.
很多人不请你讲道，或者看不起你，或者一直到晚批评你，就让他做。
And then ignore all the criticism from others.
我很苦。我一面开车，在路上很多车在塞来塞去。
There were a lot of traffic when I was riding the bike.
那天晚上冷风吹得很厉害。
And the wind was very cold.
后来就在比较没有人的地方，逆着风正在向前走的时候，我大声讲一句话。
As I rode against the wind in a quite a deserted place.
主啊，我决定照着你要我做的去做，不管人怎么批评我。
I said, Oh Lord, I am willing to do what you commanded me to do, and I wouldn't care about the rest.
想不到那一天晚上就决定我一生侍奉一些重要的原则。
That very evening decided many important principles for my ministry.
我没有跟人商量。
I did not discuss with anyone else.
我也还没有结婚。
I was not married.
而且我这样的事情我会自己跪下祷告，不容易跟人家讨论。
I would not want to discuss with people. I will pray for myself.
这不一定是你的好榜样。
This may not be an example for you.
从那个时候开始。
But from that moment onwards,
照着应当讲的话讲。
I have been preaching based on what I know should be preached.
结果我在圣经里面。
And in the Bible,
找到了一些的圣经的经文。
I have seen some Bible verses.
比如说，让基督的平安在你心中做主。
For example, may the peace of the Jesus Christ be Lord in your life.
比如说，你不要看人的情面。
Or do not look at what others are reacting.
后来我发现了还有一节的圣经讲什么话呢
？And another verse says,
他说，犯罪的人，你要在众人面前责备他。
You are to rebuke the sinners openly.
哎呦，这个是我从来没有想到的事情。
These are things that I've never thought of.
保罗讲的。
The Apostle Paul says.
这些是不是跟爱心相背而驰
？Are these against love?
这些是不是表示没有圣灵的果子呢
？Does that mean that the person is not patient?
所以老师说，做基督徒，特别做传道人，是很难很难的事情。
And therefore, it is really indeed difficult to be a preacher.
我认定圣化的怒气是有的。
But I affirm that there is such a thing as holy anger.
圣化的怒气是绝对需要的。
And we absolutely need a holy anger.
上帝大发脾气的时候。
When God is angry.
全世界都受影响。
The entire world will be affected.
圣父的怒气。
The anger of God the Father.
对世界发的。
It is directed to the world.
对以色列人发的。
To the Israelites.
对他自己拣选的王发的。
To his chosen king.
都记在这圣经。
All these are found in the scripture.
圣经里最大的怒气。
The greatest wrath.
就是上帝最大的忧伤以后行出来的事。
Comes after the greatest grief of God.
用洪水消灭凡有血气的古代世界。
And there was the flood as an act of wrath.
什么事叫我们的上帝生气到这个地步？
What made God so very angry?
我要给你们120年的日子。
I will give you 120 years.
凡有血气的，我都要消灭它。
I will destroy all things that have breath.
这里你看见上帝生气到无以复加的地步。
Here you see how the extent of God's wrath.
在这里你又看见上帝忍耐到无以复加的地步。
But also you see the extent of His patience.
他不是一生气就一巴掌把你全部丢到地里面去。
He did not cast everybody into hell immediately.
给你120年的日。你可以悔改，可以回到他的这。
120 years were given for repentance.
所以一个圣化的感情。
A holy emotion.
是有原则、有立场、有怒气，加上有忍耐的调和。
Is based on principle and a harmony between wrath and principles.
第一次发怒的时候。
When the Lord first got angry,
把古代挪亚一代的这个世界把它消灭掉。
The entire generation of Noah was destroyed.
当上帝第二次大发脾气的时候。
The second time the wrath of God came,
天上降下硫磺火，把索多玛、摩摩拉把它烧掉了。
Fire and brimstone came from heaven to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
神是发怒的上帝。
Our God is a God of wrath.
上帝的怒气的动机在十条诫里面提出来。
And the motive of this wrath can be seen in the Ten Commandments.
我是忌邪的上帝。
I am a jealous God.
我是忌邪的上帝。
A God that is jealous of evil.
表示上帝是妒忌的上帝。
It means he's jealous.
所以这样引用另外一个题目出来，基督徒的妒忌怎样圣化
？And so we can talk about the holy jealousy of Christians.
你们爱妒忌的，有一定要来听。
Those who like to be jealous should come.
才知道你们的妒忌跟上帝妒忌是不一样的。
Then you know that your jealousy is different from that of God.
上帝说我是忌邪的上帝。
The Bible says I am a jealous God.
所以神要对付那些犯罪的人。
And so God will take care of those who sin.
那些把别的神代替上帝的人。
Those who take other gods in the place of God.
他们的愁苦一定加添。
Their suffering will increase.
故意违背天上意象的人。
Those who go against the vision of heaven,
神的怒气要执行在他的身上。
The wrath of God will be upon them.
所以怒气发作的上帝，
The God of wrath,
他可以动怒到一个地步，
He can be so angry,
再不给人机会，
that no more opportunity will come.
最公义的审判，
in His most righteous judgment,
最激烈的刑罚，
in the most terrifying retribution,
临到人的身上。
They will come upon men.
不但挪亚的时代，全代都要灭绝。
The entire generation in Noah's time died.
只留下挪亚一家八口。
With the exception of his very family.
神给他们120年的机会。
But they were given 120 years.
毁灭所多玛、俄摩拉的时候。
Before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
忍耐接受亚伯拉罕为所多玛、俄摩拉代祷的话语。
God with all patience accepted the prayers of Abraham.
从100到50到40到20到10个人，如果说多玛俄摩拉有10个亿人，我必不消灭这个城市。
From 100 to 50 to 40 to 20 to 10, only 10 righteous would have saved them.
到底挪亚的时代，到底所多玛俄摩拉的时代，世界有多少个亿人？
How many righteous then are there in the times of Noah or Sodom and Gomorrah?
除了挪亚一家八口以外，没有一人。
Other than the family of Noah, there was none.
除了罗德自己跟他的太太跟两个女儿以外，没有一人。
Other than the family of Lot, there were none.
所以人在神面前实在是可怜的不得了。
And so humanity is pathetic instead.
上帝用怒气执行审判来毁灭人类。
And God's wrath was seen in His punishment against the generation.
上帝对外族是这样发怒，对以色列族又怎么样呢？
What about towards His chosen people, the Israelites?
神对自己的百姓照样用怒气刑罚他们。
In the same manner, God punished His people in wrath.
所以当摩西的时代，
in the time of Moses,
法老王被这个河水把它红海把它吞灭了。
After the Red Sea swallowed the armies of Pharaoh,
以色列看见上帝对付奴役我们的法老王是这样的这个威严，这样的公正。
The Israelites could see the great wrath of God.
他以为上帝的恩典是特别为以色列保留的。
So they thought that God must be specially gracious to them.
他们就犯了拜偶像的罪。
And so they sinned against God in worshiping their idol.
摩西从火烈山上40天下来的时候。
When Moses descended from Mount Horeb after
40 days, 手上拿着上帝亲手刻的两个法板，
he took the two stone tablets written by God,
记载着十条诫命的律法，
with the Ten Commandments.
但是当摩西下山的时候，
but when he descended,
他就听了，
he said, behold,
有混乱的声音。
There are noises of joy.
上帝的百姓正在喧哗做什么呢？
The people of God are having a good time there.
莫非他们正在敬拜偶像吗？
Are they worshipping the idols?
有的人就替这百姓解释讲好话。
Some people try to explain for the people.
有一些人以为老人家不懂事，你劝劝他讲几句就可以把他骗走了。
Some people think that you can fool an old person just by talking to them.
摩西说不然。
Moses said no.
这不是那种声音。
These are not righteous sounds.
摩西一看就知道他们正在敬拜金牛犊。
He knew that they were worshipping the golden calf.
所以摩西怒气一发出去，把两个耶和华亲手写的十条诫命的法板把它摔碎了。
And in his anger, he broke the two stone tablets.
当他生气的时候。
When he was angry.
把上帝亲手写的东西摔破。
He broke the tablet upon which God wrote.
你敢不敢？
Dare you do this?
李光耀叫你带一封信。
If the senior minister asks you to carry a letter,
给另外一个人，
to be given to another person,
那个人做错事，你敢把这封信撕破吗？
Do you dare to destroy the letter if that person did something wrong?
你怎么回头见这个李自珍呢？
How will you go back and answer to the SM?
你把他亲手的信把他撕破。你哪里来的胆子呢？
Would you dare to destroy the letter he wrote?
李光耀不过是一个人啊。
The SM is but a human.
写十条诫命的是创造天地万物的上帝。
But the person that wrote the Ten Commandments is God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
摩西把石板摔破以后，
When Moses broke the tablets,
到底他得罪上帝是不是比那些拜偶像的人更大或者更小？
Did he sin greater against God than those people who worship the idols?
上帝要审判以色列，应当先抓摩西来审判。
If God want to punish the Israelites, he should punish Moses first.
因为你把我的两块火板把它摔碎。
Because he had destroyed the tablets.
但是奇怪，那一天上帝对摩西完全不生气。
But curiously, God was not angry with Moses.
所以上 帝到底什么时候生气，什么时候不生气，为什么生气，为什么不生气。
When would God angry and why would he get angry?
神的怒气有圣洁的原则在里面。
There is holy principles behind God's wrath.
那一天摩西的怒气跟上帝的怒气刚刚好是同心发怒，谁不必算账。
On that day, Moses was as angry as God was.
所以这样摩西在上帝的怒气中发怒，所以他的怒气是圣洁的。
The anger of Moses was in the anger of God, so it was holy.
为什么宋博士这么大的脾气，这么多的发怒，常常责备人，上帝使用他这么厉害？
Dr. Song was a person that had always outburst in anger, but God used him mightily.
因为他的怒气在神圣洁的怒气里面发出。
This was because his anger was in the holy anger of God.
照样，约翰·威斯利。
In the same manner, John Wesley.
Jonathan Edwards,
Jonathan Edwards,
Charles Finney, 施洗约翰,
John the Baptist,
以利亚,
Elijah,
以赛亚,
Isaiah,
这就伟大的圣徒,
all these great saints,
当他们大大发怒的时候,
when they were very angry,
就是神感动他们的时候,
it was because when God has inspired them,
他发怒气的时候,
when they had wrath,
神的圣洁运行在人的社会中间的时候，
It was when the holiness of God was manifested upon men.
这种怒气不但不是犯罪，
Such wrath not only are they not sin.
这种怒气是神所感动的，
They are inspired by God indeed.
用人来成全神的旨意，
And human beings are used to fulfill the will of God.
现在你明白了我们刚才所读的这些圣经的，
Now you understand the verse we read.
人的怒气要成全你的荣美。
Surely the wrath of man brings you praise.
今天神的工作做不好。
We fail in our ministry today.
不是因为有一些爱发脾气的人在里面。
Not because there are angry people around.
是因为太少人与神一同发脾气。
It is actually because too few people will get angry with God.
今天神的教会不会复兴。
The church is not revived today.
太多人不代表上帝假慈悲。
It is because a lot of people misrepresent God in their gentleness.
现在外邦人没有看见教会里面充满上帝的荣耀。
The pagans do not see the glory of God in our churches.
因为教会冒充上帝的假慈爱，表现出对罪的宽容，当作是对罪的赦免。
Because the church has imitated a false goodness of God and compromised with sin.
现在圣徒看不见神的威严同宝座在教会里面。
We cannot see the power and authority of the throne of God among saints today.
教会的领袖为自己的好处出卖上帝的宝座。
Because the Christian leaders have sold away God's throne for their own purpose.
把有钱人、有地位的人、那些奉献多的人带到教会坐在宝座上。
They have enthroned those who are rich who gave a lot of money for offerings.
这些宝座高到一个地步，把上帝的宝座都遮住了。
These thrones are made so high that they covered the throne of God.
所以人看不见神，听不见他的声音。
And so they cannot see God nor hear his voice.
你到教会里面听不见神的声音，就听见钱的声音，就听见人的声音，你的教会前途是一样。
Your church will have a dark future indeed if you cannot hear the voice of God but only the voice of money.
你的教会里面看不见神的宝座，就看见有钱、有地位、很多奉献的人的宝座的时候，你的教会一定冷淡下来。
Your church will become colder and colder if you cannot see the throne of God but only the throne of the rich and powerful.
圣经的人的怒气要成全上帝的荣美。
Here the Bible says the wrath of man brings God's praise.
当然，这节都讲的不是随便的怒气。
Here he is not referring to any old wrath.
是那些圣徒深化的感情，照着神旨意所发的怒气。
But the anger of saints, which is in accordance with the holiness of God.
这种怒气在教会历史里面是很重要的。
These were important moments of anger in the history of church.
巴兰先知几次要咒诅以色列人的时候。
When the prophet Balaam put a curse against the Israelites,
他举手要咒诅，上帝的灵就转变他，给他讲祝福的话语。
Every time he wanted to curse, the spirit of God changed the cursing into blessing.
每次他一祝福，不咒诅，就拿不到整车的黄金。
But if he bless and does not curse, he will not be rewarded in gold.
巴勒王就把这些礼物全部带回去。
And King Balak took away all the gifts.
巴兰就没有办法从世界的王得到一大堆的财富。
And the prophet Balaam could not be enriched by the kings of the world.
今天有一些传道人在教会里拿不到多钱，他就一面礼拜天做牧师，拜一到拜六偷偷去赚钱，赚世界的钱。
Some preachers are not given a lot of money in church, so they have sidelines in the weekdays.
巴兰盼望他在上帝的家里面是做传道的，但在外邦王中间是可以得到很多黄金礼物的人。
His prophet Balaam did the same thing. He wanted to be a prophet, but also get money from the pagans.
他得到一个结论。
His conclusion was:
以色列人如果没有犯罪，上帝不会刑罚他。
The Israelites will not be punished by God if they did not sin.
我就是能够拿到很多钱，我祝福。他会蒙福，我咒诅他们还是照样蒙福。
And so whether I curse or bless them, it doesn't matter. They will still be blessed.
所以只有一个办法使他们犯罪。
So there's only one way to make them sin.
他们犯罪了，神一定咒诅他。
The Lord will curse them if they sin.
他咒诅了以后，巴拉就以为我的祷告成功，就会很多钱给我。
And the king will reward me handsomely.
所以他有什么办法呢
？So the method he chose was.
他教导一个计谋。
He taught them a strategy.
使以色列陷入犯奸淫的罪里面。
That the Israelite will make have the sin of adultery.
巴兰是一个受训练的先知。
Balaam was a prophet that was trained.
神可以用他的先知。
A prophet that could have been used by God.
巴兰是有世界的财宝，是对他来说利害关系。过以上帝的百姓过圣洁生活
but
一个衡量
his greed for money is more important than holy living
所以呢当以色列人陷在奸淫中间的时候
when the Israelites were in the midst of adultery
他们所以把非利士女人带到以色列上帝百姓的营中去
when they brought the Philistine woman into the camp of God
就是神的怒气就来到
the wrath of God came
上帝发怒不单单对所多玛俄摩拉挪亚时代那些外邦人
It was, the wrath of God was not only against the Gentiles and pagans.
上帝的怒气照样对付他自己的百姓。
It was given to his own people as well.
当摩西把法版摔下去以后。
When Moses broke the stone tablets.
神的怒气吩咐他们自己杀自己的弟兄。
The wrath of God created a situation where they slaughtered themselves.
所以当天就有3000个人被杀了。
On that very day, 3,000 were slaughtered.
摩西说：“凡跟随上帝听他的话，站我这边来。”
Moses said, "Those who are with the Lord stand before me."
利未人就跟着摩西来。
And the Levites came.
从此以后，利未就被分别为圣，作为全以色列家中专侍奉上帝的祭司跟侍奉者的工作。
From that time onwards, the tribe of Levi was set aside to serve God as priests.
这利未人一跟摩西的时候，他们就杀自己的弟兄。
And as the Levites left, the Israelites killed themselves.
这是不是怒气呢
？Is this wrath? Yes, it was.
是神分别为圣的怒气。
It was a holy anger of God.
按照神的旨意发怒的怒气。
A anger that is based on the will of God.
是神圣洁的形象的圣洁的怒气。
And this is an anger that comes from the holiness of God.
神是虚空。
This is permitted by God.
神所悦纳的。
This is pleasing to God.
因为是神分别为圣的感情。
It is an emotion that has been set aside by God.
非利士人，以色列跟他们犯奸淫的时候。
In the same manner, when the Israelites committed adultery, the Philistines.
瘟疫已经蔓延在以色列中间。
The plague came upon the Israelites.
有一个年轻有为的青年人。
A young person.
他看见上帝的道，圣洁的百姓已经因为犯淫乱。变成肮脏污秽的百姓。
When he saw that the people of God become filthy in sin,
他的异心发作。
He had a thought.
他的怒火翻腾起来。
And he had an anger and wrath.
突然间看见了有一个以色列人带着一个非利士的女人来到他营中。
He saw an Israelite bringing a Philistine woman.
他用箭把他射刺都下去。
And he shot them with an arrow.
这个箭刺穿他们的心。
The arrow pierced through their heart.
这两个人死了。
And killed both of them.
上帝的怒气就停止了。
And that was when the wrath of God stopped.
瘟疫就止住了。
And the plague stopped.
为什么呢？因为这个人的圣怒正是上帝的圣怒。
Because this person's holy anger was in accordance to God's holy anger.
圣经记载这些事情。
These are recorded in the Bible.
不是要鼓励我们发脾气。
Not to encourage us to be angry.
圣经记载这些事情。
The Bible records these things
告诉我们上帝是圣洁的
to tell us that God is holy
上帝是公义的
and he is righteous
上帝是有绝对主权的
he has absolute sovereignty
上帝是轻慢不得的
and he is not to be taken lightly
我们如果有圣洁的怒气
If we have holy anger,
我们才会被上帝所重用。
We will be used mightily by God.
我们以神同心同感情的时候，
When we have the same emotions with God,
我们可以改变这个世界。
We can change the world.
我们的主耶稣基督在世界上的时候，
When our Lord Jesus Christ was on earth,
照样多次犯。
Many times he got angry.
除了刚刚我提了他怒目瞪着他们之外，
other than staring at the Pharisees in anger,
耶稣也曾经两次用愤怒来接近圣殿。
Twice he cleansed the temple in anger.
一次是他执行弥赛亚任务开始的时候。
Once when the first time was when he started his ministry.
第二次是他结束弥赛亚工作快要上十字架以前。
And the second time when he was about to end the ministry of the Messiah,
进到圣殿里面，
he entered into the temple.
他看见他们把上帝的殿当作买卖的地方。
He saw that they had turned the whole church into a marketplace.
耶稣责备他们说，
he rebuked them.
我的殿必成了万民祷告的殿。
My temple will be the temple of prayers for thousands.
但是你们却变成贼窝。
But you had made it a den of thieves.
所以他一生气的时候，
when he got angry,
他就把他们桌子把它推翻掉。
He overturned their tables.
把这个卖鸽子牛羊的人把它放掉了。
And he released all the pigeons.
这样啊，耶稣基督大发脾气。
He was angry indeed.
那时候那些人根本没有办法反抗他。
The people could not fight against him.
这引起我从年轻的就想这个一个问题。
When I was young, I kept thinking about this.
耶稣是没有军队的。
Jesus Christ did not have an army.
耶稣是不带武器的。
He had no weapons.
耶稣是宗教界没有地位的。
He had no status in religion.
耶稣在社会的政府里没有身份。
He has no great identity in the government.
耶稣在金钱方面也没有势力的。
And he is not rich or powerful.
耶稣凭着什么在圣殿里面赶走他们，推翻他们，在那边责备他们？
So why was he so daring that he could overturn the tables and rebuke the people?
因为他有圣怒所隐藏的威严跟不可抗拒的力量。
He had this power that cannot be resisted found in holy anger.
这是非常非常重要的一件事。
This is something very important.
把一个基督徒感情升华到一个地步。
When a Christian has such holy emotions,
里面你的圣洁所表现出来的面孔，那些犯罪的人看到你，就如同在黑暗中的人不能见光一样的逃走。
Your expression could express a holiness that is so strong that it is as if a light has shone through in darkness.
一个人圣洁状况中间，他有的威力是不可随便估计。
When a person is in the midst of holy living, he has a power that cannot be underestimated.
你站在一个真正圣洁的人面前，你会发抖。
You may tremble when you stand in front of a person who is truly holy.
他已经得回了那个控制大自然的力量。
Because he has taken back the power to control nature.
真正的最圣洁的境界中间生活的人，
a person that truly lives in biblical concepts.
他得回上帝对摩西说，你要管理天上的鸟，地上的兽，海里的鱼。
He has received back the power that God has given to men to have dominion over the birds in the air and the animals of the world.
人在自然界被造中间，是自然的一切被造以后才被造的最后的受造物。
The human being is the last creature that's made after all living things were made.
把受造物里面最后被造的加上一个超自然的本性在它里面。
And this last creature was given a supernatural essence.
所以人可以管理天上的鸟，地上的兽，海里的。
And that is why man can have dominion over birds of the air, animals of the world.
一切被造之物没有上帝的形象样式。
All other created beings do not have the image of God.
人最后被造是按照上帝的形象样式被造的。
Only the human being was created last in the image of God.
神的威严在他的身上。
The authority and awe of God is with him.
神的公义在他的身上。
The righteousness of God was in him.
圣洁的本性在他的身上。
God's holiness is in him.
神的爱意可以充满他。
The love of God can fill him.
神那种愿意谦卑自己的灵性也可以在他身上。
The humility and spirituality of God could be in him too.
圣经记载的耶稣面向耶路撒冷走去的时候，
The Bible says when Jesus faced Jerusalem and moved towards it,
众人很稀奇，
The people were amazed,
门徒也稀奇，
The disciples too,
众人都惧怕，
They were afraid.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为从他神圣的生命中间有一股特别的力量散发出来。
There was a sense of special awe and power that came from him.
令人生畏。
That people became afraid of him.
在《使徒行传》里面记载一件事情。
The book of Acts also recorded this.
在他们中间，他们都怕起来了。
The people were afraid when the disciples came to them.
这种惧怕
，such fear，
是在圣人旁边的惧怕。
It's a fear that comes when you're beside a saint.
是因为伟大的人格与我们这些卑鄙的普通人相比，我们发抖的那种惧怕。
We tremble because we are next to a great person.
这种伟大的个性。
Such great character.
这种圣洁的怒气。
Such holy anger.
与神同心的感情。
It's an emotion that is together with God.
今天教会所需要的。
This is what the church needs today.
求主兴起这种人。
May the Lord raise His own people.
为主发义怒。
That they may have holy anger for God.
为主发圣怒。
That they may have holy wrath for God.
重整世界。
That the world may be readjusted again.
复兴教会。
The church may be revived.
光照圣徒。
That Christians may be illuminated.
挽回退碎的世纪。
And that the falling world may be turned around.
圣经说。
The Bible says.
人的怒气要成全上帝的荣耀。
Surely the wrath of man brings you praise.
今天我们先讲到这个地方。
We will stop today here.
下个礼拜我继续讲到人的义怒，上帝要制止。
Next week we talk about the remainder of the wrath of man.
我们这必要犯是生气的时候。
When it is time for us to get angry.
我们应当怎样靠圣灵的引导，顺服他，结出节制的果子。
How can we have the fruit of self-control under the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
上帝赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我相信这几个月。
I believe in these few months.
你直接到听完了，比你上心理学五年的课程还更得到帮助。
You will receive more benefits from these sermons than 5 years of psychological classes.
因为世界的心理学是罪人从罪人身上看到的现象，讲出来一套罪人跑不出去的那个败坏的生活的写照。
The psychology of the world gives us a situation where we are entrapped by the world.
And started by a sinner.
And it comes from a sinner studying it.
罪人研究罪人的象征性的东西叫做心理学。
The psychology is a representation, the result of sinners studying sinners.
神的话是创造者给我们的犯罪以后的光、引导、纠正、医治跟救赎。
But the word of God is a light that will guide us, that will heal us, that will save us.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up together.